a single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
G'day everyone, and welcome to today's Living Life. I'm going to start out today by talking about movies again, like I did yesterday. And you know, I love Pixar movies. You know, the computer animation movies that they release every year. Most of them I really enjoy. My son really enjoys them as well. He's turning 4 years old really soon. And one of the movies I remember recently had a whole new experience. Watching it again afterwards, after I had my after my son was born. And you know, the movie I'm talking about is Finding Nemo. It's one of the biggest movies that Pixar has made. They've made a sequel now, and you know, I love it not just because it's set in Sydney, my hometown, but it's just a great movie, great story, great character. Now, when I watched it, you know, for the first, what, 2 or 3 times before my son was born, it was just a good movie. Oh, you know, it's sweet, you know, father chasing after his son, trying to rescue his son and so forth. But I have to admit, the first time I watched that movie after I became a father, it was a whole new experience. It was a different movie altogether. And I have to admit, I teared up just because it was different. It hit me in a different way, in a new way. And that's because the struggle of the father trying to rescue his son, it was real to me now. And that hit me at a spot that, you know, that was not touched before, that was not involved before. And as we read today's passage, sin should have that kind of an impact in us. Sin is real and it should hit us real. And we're going to see that Micah, he models a response that we should all have, but at the same time, we do not have as well. And that is one of mourning our sinfulness, mourning the sin in our lives and in our society. So let's read the passage and then we'll continue.
Micah chapter 1, verses 8 through 16. Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl. For her wound is incurable. It has come to Judah. It has reached the very gate of my people, even to Jerusalem itself. Tell it not in Gath, weep not at all. In Beth Ophrah, roll in the dust. Pass on in nakedness and shame, you who live in Shafir. Those who live in Zanan will not come out. Beth Ezel is in mourning, its protection is taken from you. Those who live in Maroth writhe in pain, waiting for relief, because disaster has come from the Lord, even to the gate of Jerusalem. You who live in Lachish, harness the team to the chariot. You were the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you will give parting gifts to Moresheth-Gath. The town of Akzib will prove deceptive to the kings of Israel. I will bring a conqueror against you who live in Marisha. He who is the glory of Israel will come to Adullam. Shave your heads in mourning for the children in whom you delight. Make yourselves as bald as the vulture, for they will go from you into exile.
Now the job of a prophet is to speak the truth. And the truth is with a capital T, and which is the word of God. They are people who are sent with a message, and the message is to lead people to repentance, to return to God, to turn away from their sin, and to turn back to God. Now the prophets are people that God He places upon them the severity of the situation of people's sin. And at times, they will model or they will act out the sinfulness of the people and even the consequence of their sins. And, you know, there are various prophets in the Old Testament who have gone to great lengths to convey and to realistically communicate the message of the call of repentance, but also to show people their sinfulness, show them what they are doing, their idolatry, the seriousness, but what it looks like even. And here, Micah models the suitable response of people in the light of the prophecy of judgment against them, the prophecy of judgment as a result of their sin. And that is, the proper response is the sincere mourning at their sinfulness and the idolatry. And it, the mourning is to portray the severity of the situation that is before them, the consequences of their sin, but also the seriousness of the sin and the judgment that will come if they do not repent, if they do not turn away from their sin and back to God. Now, the words and phrases of pain, shame, suffering, they occur no less than 15 times in various forms in this passage, the second half of one chapter, no less than 15 times. And it leads us to consider our own response to sin, the reproofs of sin and the revelation of sin in our own lives. And they come through various means, at various times, very often through sermons from your pastor, when they point out from the Word of God the sins in our lives, from reading of the Bible, reading of the Word of God, the scriptures in our own, you know, by ourselves, whether it be with other people or through daily living or even by accident sometimes, whether when we are reading books, Bible studies, and devotional times. The Word will point out and reveal sin in our lives. And we have to think about our response. How do we respond at those times? Do we mourn? Are we filled with the words of pain and shame and suffering when we realize our sins and the consequences that our sins will bring about? What do we do? What do you do? Sometimes we don't even remember the last time we were, you know, like taken by the thought of our sinfulness. Is our sin real? In the way that I was describing in the introduction with Finding Nemo, being a father, how real it became after I became a father, and just looking at the story, how real is your sin? How serious is our sin to us? And honestly, for myself as well, I try not to think about it sometimes, even though I know it's in the back of my mind, I know it's pulling at me, and I kind of try not to think about it. I try to just kind of gloss over it. I deceive myself. I deflect that emotion or that feeling, that revelation. And I justify myself in one way or another so that I can, you know, alleviate that guilt, that conviction in me that should bring about a real mourning, a real serious response because that comes from my sinfulness, that comes from my act of sin. The prophet Micah models in his mourning, in his cries of mourning, he is saying this is how we should all be responding. When the Word of God reveals sin to you, you should be mourning. You should be tearing your clothes. And, you know, in the Old Testament, they wear sackcloth and pour ashes over themselves. That is how serious sin is. That is how important our response to sin is. But we turn away. We run away from that revelation. We run away from the correct response. And we do this because we don't want to let go of our sin. Because I don't want to let go of my sin. Because honestly, if I'm honest to myself, my body, I enjoy it. I just want to stay in it, right? We all have that desire, you know, that of sinfulness. We don't want to repent because we don't want to turn away from it. So we have to let the Word of God shine its light into every corner of our lives, our thoughts, and our hearts, so that we can truly be sons and daughters of God to respond in a way to our holy God who demands holiness from us and of us, and who has done everything possible to make the way, to clear the way for us to be upright with Him, so that we can respond in the correct way. something clear is that if we do not mourn now and turn away from our sin and back to God, sooner than later, there will be worse suffering that will be forced upon us. And that is the prophecy that the Word of God tells us and teaches us. So it's a cold shower for us. It's a cold shower for me and you to properly understand sin and the revelation of sin in our lives so that we can respond correctly, we can respond rightly and mourn and repent and turn back to God so that we may live. I hope you don't misunderstand me, that I'm trying to force you to feel guilty, force some kind of guilt into you and out of you. That's not what it's about. It is about sinners repenting of our sins. It is about sinners acknowledging our sinfulness and the seriousness of the implications and the consequences of our sin. Very often we forget that. We forget that we are sinners because we go to church Sunday, we sing songs, we serve, and we do missions work, and we do outreaches. But the Word of God shines light over our lives, upon our lives, and it calls us to repentance, and it calls us to a correct response to sin. So let's look over ourselves and ask the Spirit to help us to be honest with ourselves and reveal the sin so that we may repent. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word, Lord, as sometimes difficult as it is, as sometimes even harsh, Lord, as it is right, that it is the truth, Lord, that you lead us in the path and the ways of truth. You lead us into the ways of repentance so that we may stand upright before you, Lord. And God, we want to be with you. We want to know more of you, to receive and to be filled with you, God. So we thank you for your word that teaches us the correct response to our sin. And may we not treat sin as a small thing, but Lord, as with the seriousness that it deserves and it requires, Lord, as people of God, as a holy people called by your grace, paid by your very own blood, the blood of Jesus, your Son, Lord. We pray that we will mourn our sinfulness and turn back to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer.